Perfect. All right. Talking with Karen Schaefer, CEO of Minnesota Beef. And Karen, come another month or so, you'll actually be transitioning into a different role. You'll still get to serve the farmers and ranchers that you have always served in Minnesota, but in a different format. And so tell me a little bit about your new exciting opportunity.
Yeah, I'm really excited to share that I actually will be starting as the executive director with the Minnesota Farm Bureau on June 1st. The whole month of June actually will be a bit of a slow transition. I really wanted to make sure that the Minnesota Beef Council had a replacement up and running and that I was able to help with that transition and finish out the fiscal year. But the exciting thing for me is I actually started right out of college with the Minnesota Farm Bureau. And so it spent 6 years there before I moved on to the Beef Council. And it's fun that there are a lot of similar staff members. A lot of the members and the volunteers are familiar faces to me. So in a way, it feels like I'm coming home. But I have to tell you that working for cattle producers in the state of Minnesota has been probably the most rewarding job I could have ever imagined. It's a very hard decision because I work with such wonderful people every day. But I'm excited because I can still be working with them and still be engaged on all these beef issues just in a different capacity.
And Karen is executive director then at Farm Bureau. Tell me a little bit more about what you will be doing and overseeing.
So the role pretty much is kind of being that liaison between the Minnesota Farm Bureau Board of Directors and their staff, and making sure that we're executing the vision and the strategies that the board lays out. Farm Bureau is the largest general farm organization in the state. They have county farm bureaus and local farm bureaus all across the state. And so as they're developing, whether it's policies or programming initiatives, that kind of gets funneled up from the grassroots level up to the state board of directors, and then kind of placed on the staff shoulders to execute. And so we're looking forward to, you know, really making sure that Farm Bureau is evolving and is being strategic with their programming and their policy initiatives as they move into kind of unprecedented times, not only for our country and the world, but, you know, agriculture is going to definitely have some challenges moving forward. This COVID situation in and of itself has shown us that there's a lot of volatility here, and making sure that we're transitioning into being a resource and being a helpful organization to make sure that we're, you know, adapting to our members' needs and being a voice for agriculture in the state of Minnesota. And so the role is going to be really exciting because it's a wonderful staff, it's a wonderful board, and I kind of get the best of both worlds in interfacing with both of those groups. And it's just a great feeling to kind of work for passionate volunteers and a passionate staff and making sure that we're making a difference in the agricultural community.